If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. The day for which we have waited is now just around the corner. Christmas Day will soon be here, the day that we commemorate the incarnation of Christ, His coming into the world as man, to live as a man, to die as a man, to be raised again. This is the true Christmas story. On this Christmas Sunday, 1973, we here at Worth Baptist Church extend to you a cordial invitation to come and share the things of Christ, the story of His birth, and the wonderful spirit of Christmas with us in all of our services today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible. Throughout the Sunday school today, in every class, the birth of Christ will be taught. We invite you to bring the whole family. Our Sunday school is thoroughly organized, is thoroughly graded. We have a class for every member of your family. So bring the whole family today to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Through the day, our emphasis will be upon the Christmas story. Today is also our annual Family Day. I can think of no better way for families to celebrate Christmas than to be in the house of God together, to worship together as a family unit. You see, the home is the basic unit of society. We must preserve our homes, and we must reenact family worship. I believe worship ought to be a family affair. So I'm calling on you today to bring the whole family on this annual Family Day to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287, and by Loop 820. Why not plan now to get the family ready and bring them to Sunday school and church on Family Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our address is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. What a joy it would be for us today to greet your family, whether it's one or a dozen, to greet you in Sunday school and church today on this Christmas Sunday, 1973. And then we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Someone is Calling You. I shall read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 at verse 24. But before I read the scripture, I would like for you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, on this Christmas Sunday, when our hearts are directed to yonder's manger and the birth of the Lord Jesus, we recognize that throughout all of these centuries, Thou art still calling. From all over the world, Thou art calling men and women and families together. We pray today that Thou wouldst use this broadcast and this message in this hour to call men to Christ. We pray for every home and for every family that on this Family Day, families would be gathered in the house of the Lord to hear the Word of God. For those who are shut in, for those who cannot get out today, we pray a special blessing for them. We ask that the Holy Spirit would warm their hearts with this message. And for those who know not Christ as their own Savior, may this message by the Holy Spirit Bring conviction to their hearts, and may they come today to trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Someone is calling you, wherever you are, and whoever you might be this moment, someone is calling you. The greatest evangelist in all the world is your conscience. Long after this broadcast has ended, and long after this preacher's voice is silent, this message will be preached and re-preached in your heart, and your own conscience will bring to your mind the things that are said in this moment. John speaks of a light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You see, God has put eternity in the heart of every member of Adam's race. God has put a homing instinct within every creature. The people in the states of Oregon and Washington know the miracle of the salmon. The salmon is spawned in the headwaters of the mighty tributaries of the Pacific Ocean, such rivers as the Columbia, the Thompson, and the Fraser. While young, the salmon heads for its feeding grounds in the Pacific. I have read that they will go as much as 100 miles offshore. And after a cycle of years, the salmon heads back, and the miracle always takes place. No salmon has ever lost its way. Each salmon heads back toward its native stream, where it was spawned. The salmon that was spawned in the Columbia River goes back to the Columbia. The salmon that was spawned in the Thompson River goes back to the Thompson. And the salmon that was spawned in the Fraser River goes back to the Fraser. They will swim, we are told, from 10 to 20 miles a day, over the rapids, against the currents, and up the falls as high as 10 feet, to get back to the place where they were spawned. And finally, lean and exhausted, the salmon finds its way back where it first breathed the breath of life. The salmon has an inborn desire to get back home before it dies. Now let me ask you a question. Who put that instinct in the salmon? Did the fishing industry? Does the scientist do it? Did the university put it there? Did the government put that instinct in the salmon? No. 10,000 times no. Call it what you will. But I'm old-fashioned enough to believe that God put that instinct into the salmon. God guides the salmon back home. What about the birds of the air? You've seen the geese flying overhead going south. Who warns them to escape the cold winters of the north? Who charts their course over the trackless miles of space? Who is that voice that calls them? It is the voice of God. God calls even the birds out of the cold country and down to where it's warm. And say, you've heard the story of the cat that was flown from Minnesota to California. In a few months, and this is an amazing thing, that cat made its way back from California to Minnesota, over 2,000 miles. Now, who put that sense of home in the cat? I believe that God did. And you horseback riders know that if you get lost in the bush country, all you need to do is throw the reins of the horse over its neck, and the horse will find its way back home. Who gives the horse that horse sense? No one but God. God puts into these creatures a sense of home. Someone is calling you. Nothing is a greater reminder than the Christmas story that God is calling you to Himself. Just as God put that certain something in the fish, and in the birds, and in the animals, He put it in man. Just as there is a voice calling the creatures of nature, there is a voice calling man, there is a voice calling you, and that voice is none other than the voice of God. Day by day, this heavenly voice beats upon your soul. Day by day, God is faithful in calling you, just as the words of my text proclaim. Faithful is He that calleth you, who will also do it. That simply means that God, who has in time past called you, is calling you now, and will continue to call you. The Apostle Peter said, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10, we read, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus Christ came into the world, as the Christmas story tells us, to be born of a virgin, to live and to die upon a cross, and to be raised from the dead, just to call you back to God. The Apostle Paul said, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ is come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Perhaps you feel that you are chief of sinners today. Maybe you've gone down the road of sin and hit the bottom. No way for you to look today but up. You've reached the zenith of sin in your life. You've moved right down to the bottom of the barrel. You've gone as far in sin as a man can go. And yet God is calling you this moment back to Him. What does all of this mean? To say that the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. To say that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. What does it mean? It means this. It means that God is reaching out toward you. It means that God is calling you. It means that God wants you to come home right now. "Come, for all things are now ready," saith the Lord. "Come now, let us reason together," saith the Lord. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The invitation of God is come. Come now. Come this moment. Come to Christ. Come to God. Come to church. Come to salvation. Come to peace of heart and mind that only Jesus Christ can give. It simply means that God is using this message at this moment to guide you back home. Have you ever seen the magnetic North Pole? No, and neither has anyone else. Yet every compass in this world will point to the North Pole. It matters not whether it's a Chinese coolie on a junk in the Yellow Sea or the skipper on the Queen Mary in the Atlantic. The same magnetic pole guides them both. The same God who has made it possible for the ships of the sea to fix their course is right now, this moment, calling you. Yes, someone is calling you, and that someone is God. That voice that you hear in the innermost recesses of your soul, that uneasiness that struggles in your breast, that is God calling you. And my friend, you will not be able to stand at the judgment bar of God and say that you never knew. You have no excuse. You have no escape. God is calling you to Himself through the Bible, by the Holy Spirit, and even with this message that you're listening to this moment. You see, God has placed a receiving set in your heart, and God is constantly sending you a message. It's a message of warning. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. It's a message that brings the truth to your heart and to your soul. It's the message that one day you are going to have to stand before God. And you will stand there either prepared or unprepared, saved or lost. There is no other way. God is now calling you, and bringing to your heart and mind this moment, through your conscience and by this message and by the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, God is reminding you that you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you've been saved, God is reminding you that you need to surrender your life to Him. If you've drifted afar and left Christ out of your life, God is now reminding you that you ought to come back home. You've never done a wrong in your life without feeling the pangs of conscience. It is written in the Bible, the way of the transgressor is hard. It is written that the wages of sin is death. It is written that the soul that sinneth shall die. James says, lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And listen to this. It is written in the Word of God, be sure your sins will find you out. God is calling you. God has placed a number of roadblocks across your path to keep you from plunging headlong into eternity, headlong into hell without hope and without Christ. What are some of those roadblocks that God has put in your way? Well, the cross is a roadblock, and you cannot go to hell without going to hell over the cross. The church is a roadblock, and you can't go to hell without going there through the church, or around the church, stumbling over the church. The Bible is a roadblock, and you can't go to hell without going around the Bible to get there. The songs that you hear on this broadcast, those songs are roadblocks on your path to hell, and you can't get to hell without going around them. The message that you're listening to this moment, the gospel truth, this is the roadblock on your path to eternity. And you can't go to hell without going around the message of truth, the message of God, the message of the Bible. The prodigal son was down in the hog pen. And the same God that called him is calling you. Think about him there with his clothes worn out. Think about him eating the slop that the hogs ate. Think about him meditating on what was back home. Let me ask you a question. Who caused the prodigal son to think of his daddy's home? Who caused him to remember mother's cooking? Who caused him to feel out of place in the hog pen? Who caused him to feel ashamed of himself? Who caused him to say, I will arise and go to my father? Who caused him to say, I will go home and repent? Who put it in his heart to confess his sins? Who called him every step of the way from the hog pen to home? I'll tell you who did. God did. God called the prodigal out of that slop of the hog pen and back to the wonderful warmth of his home. And you know, God is calling you today. You don't belong in the hog pen. God is calling you home. You don't belong in the back alley of sin. God is calling you home. You don't belong in this world system. God is calling you home by this message this moment. Who's causing you now to think about your early childhood training? Who's causing you to think about mother and daddy and their prayers for you? Who's causing you to think about that time when you were in church serving God? God is causing these things to be in your heart. Truly, the someone who is calling you is God. Will you not answer? I have a footnote and I shall be through. God will not always call you. Let me repeat that. God will not always call you. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. The time for you to be saved is right now. The time for you to come back home as a backslidden Christian is right now. Today is the day of decision. For you, God is calling today. He may be silent tomorrow. I admonish you, to answer the call. I beg you, don't turn a deaf ear to the call of God. Listen to His voice and answer the call right now as God speaks to you in this moment. And now as we bring the broadcast to a close, I invite you once again to share Family Day on this Christmas Sunday with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our families will be gathered in. Your family will be made to feel at home. If you'll come today to worship God in the Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the Sunday morning worship at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7, here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. May the Lord bless you as you come to share Family Day on this Christmas Sunday with us at Worth Baptist Church. And so until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your home, upon your family, and upon your life. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.